State education departments across the country are beginning to receive their final infusion of federal COVID-19 relief money. School leaders now need to figure out how to use billions in federal money to help students who fell behind academically during the pandemic. Some schools in Indiana have turned to tutoring services. Experts say it's one of the best ways to help students improve academically. But it's not clear if schools will be able to sustain that investment in one-on-one education after the COVID-19 relief money runs out. From member station WFYI, Lee Gaines reports.
Carmen Cartagena took time off from her job to help her 12-year-old daughter, Yerlin, stay on top of her schoolwork. Yerlin's grades dropped when her school closed during the pandemic and learning went online.
When she was working virtually, she would be asked a question and sometimes she would even be asleep at the computer, and I really had to be paying attention.
Cartagena, who is from Puerto Rico, is speaking through an interpreter. Yerlin is about to enter seventh grade at Kip Indy College Prep Middle School in Indianapolis. I asked her how she felt about being in a virtual classroom.
It's hard. I can't understand that much.
Yerlin wasn't comfortable expressing herself during Zoom classes. She's shy.
Es una niña aplicada.
She's very smart and very able, and I think there's just currently a lot of distractions in her head, and I want help from the school to be able to get her back to where she should be and where she used to be.
The Kip Indy Charter School Network serves mostly low-income students of color. And Yerlin isn't the only student struggling. Fewer than 2% of students at her school passed Indiana's standardized math and reading tests this year. National data released by the nonprofit education research group NWEA shows that students in grades 3 through 8 ended last school year with lower scores in math and reading compared to historical trends. Low-income Black, Native American, and Latinx students experienced the largest declines.
We do have unfinished learning that we need to finish.
That's Casey McLeod, school leader for Kip Indy College Prep Middle. The Charter School Network is spending federal COVID-19 relief money on online tutoring. Yerlin is one of several dozen students who receive this tutoring 3 times per week.
What students who are participating in the program have shared already is in that more intimate one-on-one setting, it's easier to be on camera, to be off mute, to be able to orally recite what content they're working on.
McLeod is betting that individualized instruction will help students like Yerlin. She says the students in the pilot program work on different subjects, from English language skills to advanced placement courses. At least 3 other districts in Indiana have submitted plans that include spending thousands on third-party tutoring services. Other districts plan to hire more staff or pay existing teachers more money to provide tutoring services to students in-house. Matthew Kraft is a professor at Brown University who studies how to improve education. He's also a former tutor. Kraft says the research is overwhelming. High-dosage tutoring is one of the most effective ways to help students improve academically.
But we really don't know what it means to take something like a small, highly effective tutoring program and make that accessible to hundreds of thousands or millions of students.
And Kraft says there's less evidence to support the efficacy of online tutoring. Still, he's optimistic it can benefit students. Kraft says spending federal cash on tutoring services makes sense when so many students are struggling. But he worries that tutoring for low-income students will disappear once the federal money dries up in a few years.
Because the status quo is that families who can afford that can access it in the private market, and those that can't are unable to benefit from it. And that's deeply inequitable.
Kraft says schools should develop partnerships with local tutors and find ways to build tutoring into the school day. That's what Kip Indy staff members plan to do by bringing in local tutors to their schools to work with students on math. And they'll continue to offer virtual tutoring to students this fall, including Yerlin. She's focusing on spoken and written English with her virtual tutor. Her mother, Carmen Cartagena, has already noticed a difference.
I actually honestly noticed a change with her from day one of tutoring. She's pretty reserved, but she has opened up and told me that she likes it. And I really think she's understanding what she's being taught.
Cartagena says she hopes the school continues to invest in one-on-one instruction. She says students like her daughter can succeed if they have the help they need. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.